You're listening to the Spark Radio Network, internet radio like you've never heard before. Innovation, creativity, and imagination are all said to begin with a spark. So fasten your seatbelt and take the ride of your life and listen for the spark.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Most writers and radio show hosts know that to connect with your fans, you need to do more than just write books or record the latest podcasts. There are many different elements that go into forming an online platform, but there are also many hidden traps. To make matters worse, solid advice on how to survive the muddy waters is scarce. In the book Hidden Traps, I talk about some of the important issues of working with an online platform, highlighting traps that could put your physical or internet security at risk, or be harmful to your reputation. Are your social media posts just links with a few disjointed words making you look like someone who can't complete a sentence? Did your new website cost you more than you anticipated? Are you leaking your personal contact details across the web without even knowing it? Then you need Hidden Traps. Hidden Traps is now available in paperback and ebook from a variety of retailers, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo. Visit blackwolfpublications.com for more details.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-553-8687. That's 800-553-8687. Again, 800-553-8687.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Sometimes writers feel lost, unsure why a passage may not be working. takes another set of eyes to help us nurture our writing into full maturity. At Black Wolf Editorial Services, we strive to enable writers to develop and grow, offering manuscript critiques and line edits through a mentoring editorial style. We also offer assistance on generating a writer's bio for your websites. Black Wolf Editorial Services, nurturing your writing into maturity. For a full list of services, visit blackwolfeditorial.com.
You're listening to the Spark Radio Network, internet radio like you've never heard before. Innovation, creativity, and imagination are all said to begin with a spark. So fasten your seatbelt and take the ride of your life and listen for the spark.
I keep swinging for the fences. It's like this heart is defenseless.
Hello, America. I know we're getting a late start to the week again. The work week at the day job has been nuts, so it's been a little hard for me to cram radio in for the last couple of nights. That and yesterday, honestly, was not my fault. We had a storm that came through, and it killed my internet for hours, and it just wasn't acting right, and I just wasn't going to torment you guys and try to make one work on a really shoddy internet connection. It is back to normal-ish. I do live out in the middle of nowhere, so who knows how long it's going to last. We are officially about 60 seconds away from the America Off the Rails program, however, so I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We typically do this thing live every Monday through Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern. If you've missed it tonight, we've had a great few things going on. We had the Conservative Curmudgeon Show earlier today. FUBAR and Ordy from the Spark Radio Network's production of the FUBAR radio show actually joined him. They then did a crossover. Well, if you didn't tune in for that, then over here on KLR Radio, you've got Jessica Sanders with Justin Kinney, and they were actually talking about the recent situation between Israel and Hamas. So, and then, of course, now you have me capping off the night. So my question for the night is, is the media losing its way? Or even better, has the media lost its way? Because the last few days have just been insane. We're actually going to talk about that and much more when we get started here in just about a minute or so. So don't go away. Show's just about to get started, so stay tuned. We'll be back with you to start officially here in just about 60 seconds.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
Favorite host.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the program. I am Rick Robinson. We are live right now on KLRNradio.com, where liberty and reason still reign. It is hump day, folks. That's right. It is hump day. That means we are just a couple of days away from the weekend. I don't know about you guys, but this seems like an insanely long week already, and it's only Wednesday. And to top it all off, I haven't even really done much radio. I mean, I've done the production work. I've done some editing stuff. It's not like I haven't done any radio, but in between some projects that I had to finish. And then Monday night, I don't know, I felt like somebody ran me over with a truck again. I think that's mostly allergies, though. And then yesterday, I was all set to do a show, and then We had storms come through about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and my internet just never recovered. And then so I was like, well, Jen and I can probably muddle through a show. And then so I get a message from her at like 8:30. Guess what? Storms, and now I don't have internet. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think that's just God's way of telling me I need another night off. So we took a night off. We're back. I would say I feel refreshed, but I really kind of don't, because the news cycle is just wearing down on me. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I'm so tired of watching the media basically become... I mean, they used to be our fourth estate. I'm trying to figure out who the hell they work for anymore, because they don't work for you and me. I don't know who they work for anymore. I'm seeing so many crazy stories. It's insane. And that's mostly what we're going to be talking about tonight. So my question that I'll be repeating throughout the show, because you guys know I like to do that just to kind of drive the point home, is the media losing its way? Or better yet, has the media lost its way? Because there's insanity that's going on right now. You know, and again, remember, I'm the guy who didn't like Donald Trump at first. Trust me, if he invited me to the White House, I'm not going to tell him no. But I'm not really sure I would do the whole sit down, have a beer, let's chat kind of thing, because I'm kind of afraid of what he might talk to me about. But at the same time, one of the things that I was hardest on him about now seems that maybe I was the one that was wrong. He was hammering the media all the way through the primary and all the way through the general, and talking about how they were a bunch of liars and how they never tell the truth, and they were putting things in a bad light for him, and they were doing this and they were doing that. And then I've watched them do it time and time and time again. I do not understand what has happened to the media. Well, I say I don't understand what has happened to the media, but there's been an interesting statistic that's come out lately. Most of the colleges that deal with communications, you know, like, you know, media, you know, whether it's print media, radio media, TV media, guess what? None of them have Republicans on their staff. No conservatives, no Republicans. It's all a bunch of liberal Democrats. And then everybody wonders what's happened to the media. And then so, you know, that's basically Vanguard media. Everybody else calls it basically mainstream media. I call it more legacy media. I also consider myself more of what I'd like to call either new media or vanguard media, because we're kind of back out on the front lines and trying to bring people as much truth as we can. Now, again, I'm an opinion guy, and I freely admit that, but I try to be as honest with you as I can, and that's why as my opinions evolve, you may hear me from show to show sometimes making changes in how I feel, because, again, as my facts develop, so will my opinions, and I'm not one of these guys where once I've made my mind up, that's it. That's why I have an evolving opinion when it comes to Donald Trump. No, I was never a huge fan. I'm not sure I ever will be a huge fan, but the way the media has come unglued on him, and they've basically become, I don't recognize what they are. It reminds me of something from like from all of the dystopian movies that I watched as a child, where the government was basically turning on everybody, and it was just this crazy idea where government knows best, and you have to fall in line. And I never have aligned myself with that. Anyway, I'm really, really long on this segment, and I didn't realize it, so we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, highlights of the stories of exactly why I think the media has lost its mind and lost its way. We'll be right back. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. Don't go away. You're out here acting so tough, and now I'm calling
you bluff. Black hoods and no faces. My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
You're acting so tough, and now I'm calling you bluff. Black hoods in the face.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. So you know what? Before we get into the stories of the day, I have a bit of a venting session. I know, I'm sorry, but hey, I'm a talk show, so I get paid to vent. Some of you right now are like, I wish I could get paid to vent. You can. Just work your butt off for 10 years or so, and eventually people will start paying attention and actually start paying you money to give them your opinions. There's no easy way to do this, folks. I've actually had this discussion with folks that I've tried to bring over to other different online stations, including this one that I've ran in the past, and it's always been like, well, if I'm not making money in 6 months, it's not worth it. So yeah, if you're looking to get rich quick, this ain't the way to do it. If you're looking for a way to maybe make a difference, get people to at least register the fact that you may have a different opinion than theirs, and also maybe eventually find a way to scrape a few pennies together, then just be persistent. That's really all I can tell you. But it was brought to my attention over the last few days that apparently, for those of you who aren't following along with me on social media, for shame on you. No, I'm just kidding. But you can do so if you wish, at Radio Host Rick. That's on Twitter. That's actually where I spend about 99% of my time. You can still follow along on Facebook if you want, but you know, it's Facebook. I have a personal account that I use to keep up with friends and family. I have a professional account that I really don't use much over there because it's Facebook. But it was brought to my attention that some of my tweets have become apparently quote-unquote, and you can't see them because I don't have the webcam up. One of these days I'm actually going to start using that thing. Although I keep warning people that I have a face made for radio, so they're probably glad that I don't. But that being said, I've been told that my tweets are becoming attackish. I mean, I know that's not really a word, but it's just the best way that I can describe it, because I've had people that have DM'd me lately, and there's been more than one that has been like, man, just ease up on the attacks a little bit. You've gone a little bit just, you know, like, bulldogish lately. And I'm like, you know what? I'm sick of playing nice, because I live in flyover country. Because of where I was born and where I choose to live, I'm always going to be viewed as less intelligent than the idiots on the coast. So it doesn't matter what I say or how nice I try to play, they're going to either call me a moron or call me fat or call me stupid. And they're doing it now en masse. That's actually one of the things I want to talk about a little bit later, because there was an article that got put out today that just may, I mean, I usually don't have blood pressure issues anymore. Today was not that day. So I'm just warning you now up front. If you don't like the way I tweet, feel free to block, mute, unfollow, I don't care. But the simple fact of the matter is the gloves are off. because I have come more and more to believe that we are in a cold, we are in what I call a cold civil war, using social media, and we're fighting for our country. And I personally am done holding back. Now, again, a lot of this is my opinion, so take it, leave it, like it, lump it, I don't care. So if you don't like what I tweet, then feel free to unfollow, block, mute, whatever you want to do. But I'm done pulling punches, especially with stupid people. Because we have way too many prominent people that are morons. And all they do is spew hate and crap and dumb stuff. And no matter how much you try to reason with them, all they do is talk down to you. So I'm sorry, you know, I learned this from watching somebody else because they were all like, we need to stop fighting fire with fire because fighting fire with fire doesn't work. And I'm like, wait a minute, I have family and friends that are firefighters. Fighting fire with fire does actually work. So I got to thinking about it. Maybe instead of trying to reason with these morons, I should just hit them with their own medicine. Number one, you know, I know people say, well, stooping down to their level doesn't make you feel any better. Really? Have you tried it? Because it honestly kind of makes me feel pretty good. Does that make me petty? I don't know. I don't care. But I know at this point, we're fighting for our lives, and I'm done being nice. So that's just a warning. If you don't like people that, you know, basically tell you exactly what they think and how they feel pretty much unfiltered, because that's pretty much who I am, then we're not going to get along on social media or in person, because you can ask people that know me. If I say something to you on Twitter, I will damn sure say it to your face, because I'm not one of these guys, well, I wouldn't talk to you, I'm just a little keyboard warrior Twitter troll, and I'm just going to, I wouldn't talk to you like that in person. No, if I feel it's important enough to have said it to you on social media, I will damn sure make sure, if given the opportunity, I will say the same thing to your face. So that being said, we're up against another break, and I want to change topics because I've ranted enough about myself. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
You're out here acting so tough, and now I'm calling you bluff. Black hoods and no faces. We'll take it out to
my son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
You're out here acting so tough, and now I'm calling you bluff. Black hoods and no faces. We'll take it out to the streets. That's where we can meet. You bring your sticks, I'll bring gauges. Just don't know what you've been asking for. This means war. Line them up.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. All right, so we are back. Had a little bit of production issues earlier, but that's what happens when you try to do 14 million things at a time. So anyway, on to the topic of the night. We have the first thing we actually have coming up is not something I intended on talking about. It was something that was brought to my attention by a good friend of mine. You may know him on Twitter as at @2cynicAl. I think he actually changed his at, though. It's like 2CynicAl165 or something. I don't know. I follow him, so all I have to do is, and we talk a lot, so all I have to do is put like the at and the 2CY, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, there he is. All right, so anyway, he actually brought this article to my attention. This is actually from Newsweek, which probably means we shouldn't really be talking about it anyway because it's Newsweek. But so anyway, so this is this actually set him off and it kind of set me off too. So according to Newsweek, Manhattan Project Museum should say that bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were war crimes, Japanese group says. I don't give a damn what a Japanese group says about what we did to end a war. These are the same people that flew a bunch of planes into military targets in World War II. And if we hadn't, the thing about it is, and part of, I blame the fact that we don't teach history anymore, but there was a reason we dropped those bombs. Everybody that looks back at it now is like, but I don't understand, Rick, we had them on the ropes, they were done. They were gonna, these people were willing to die to kill us. They didn't care. As long as they took us with them, it didn't matter. And you want to tell me that we had them on the ropes? We didn't have them on the ropes. Because they were going to keep coming. They were never going to stop. We had to find a way to hit them hard enough to make them lay down. And that's what we did. And whether you like it or you don't, that's the reason why you and I are not speaking German or Japanese right now. And I'm fine with that fact. Do I wish it hadn't come to that? Yes. But I also wish that they weren't so radicalized and so over-the-top warrior class at that time that they were flying planes into boats to kill people. I mean, think about what they were doing. For them, it was an honor. We talk about that today like it's something that we don't understand. We're watching the same thing happen through Islam. These people, if they die killing us, it is an honor. It was no different in feudal Japan at that time. And whether we like it or not, World War II Japan was still feudal Japan. They still had an emperor at that time. We had to put them down. We didn't have a choice. If we didn't do those things, they were never going to stop coming. So I don't care if they think it was war crimes, because we did what we had to do to protect the rest of the world. That's why I get so mad at these people when they start talking about Israel and, oh my God, Israel shooting protesters that are just trying to protest the fact that they... Who gives a damn where Israel decides they want to put an embassy? Is Jerusalem their capital or not? The answer to that question is yes. Why, as a sovereign nation, can they not decide where they want to put their embassies without having to deal with a bunch of wannabes? Because let's face it, the Palestinians, there's no such thing as a Palestinian people. That's another thing that I'm so tired of hearing. These are not a people. These are rejects from the rest of the countries around them that were banished and put together their own little group and said, we're just going to call ourselves this now because nobody wants us. All of these people were kicked out of their other countries, and then they settled there while Israel was gone. While all the Jews were off being thrown in ovens and put into slave camps and done all the things that were done to them, these people took over their homeland. Now, you can say what you want, but the simple fact of the matter is, Israel was given their land back. I'm sorry, you don't like it. I would probably be just as angry if all of a sudden somebody decided that the Native Americans needed their land back. But I'm not so sure what type of complaint I could register. I don't think I would start bombing teepees. I don't think I'd start poisoning buffalo herds to make sure they couldn't eat. And yes, I'm being facetious right now, but you guys aren't seeing the point. Our media right now is telling us everything bad about us and glorifying our enemies. This is bad. This is terribly, terribly bad. They are glorifying evil and vilifying us. Just like with the Hamas situation in Israel. What nobody from the media is telling you is that a number of those people that were shot the other day were people that were actually part of Hamas. They weren't just innocent protesters. A lot of them were armed with burning tires, Molotov cocktails, other weapons. So Israel did what it had to do and defended its borders. But if you look at the media and you look at the prominent people from Hollywood right now, they're all having a fit. They're all freaking out. They're like, oh my God, Israel is slaughtering innocent people. This is all Donald Trump's fault because if he hadn't moved the embassy, this never would have happened. Well, I hate to tell you this because a lot of you guys don't want to hear this, but Donald Trump just fulfilled a biblical prophecy when he moved that embassy. I know none of you want to hear it, but it's the truth. You know, this is one of the things, because I've been wondering about this for a long time, and I kept asking myself, because, you know, there's a specific line in Revelations that talks about the people that are alive when they see Israel return to their land will be the ones that see the second coming of Christ. But I kept asking myself, have they really officially returned to their land yet, because their capital hasn't been recognized? They're there, they're occupying it, but nobody's recognizing Jerusalem as their capital until now. So this is the time, this is the day, or, well, I guess yesterday, or was it Monday? Sorry, I was sick most of yesterday with a migraine on top of everything else, so I kind of pretty much lost the day. So Monday was basically the fulfillment of a biblical prophecy. Nobody wants to talk about it because, you know, it's not cool to talk about the Bible anymore because, you know, separation of church and state. You don't even get me started on that. All right, so, wow, it's already bottom of the hour. All right, we got to take another break. Man, it seems like we've only been on for like 5 minutes. We'll be right back.
You're out here acting so tough, and now I'm calling you bluff. Black hoods and no faces. We'll take it out to the streets. That's where we can meet.
Everyone loves liberty. Rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson, and continuing the question of, has the media lost its way? Is it losing its way? So the next thing was an interesting thing that happened. It actually happened today. There is a media quote going around right now where Donald Trump, there's a piece of audio that's been taken out of context where he basically is talking about the people that are being removed from the country. And the part of the audio that's played is, you know, these people are not human, they're animals. So there's a very important distinction there, however. Donald Trump, that was his answer to a question about the fact that they had been removing MS-13 from the country. And his reply was, these people are gang members, they're not human beings, they're animals. And I'm sorry, if you don't like the fact that he's telling the truth, that's not my fault, because these people don't behave like human beings. They don't treat their fellow human beings like human beings. These are the people that put heads on fence posts. Stop telling me that we're mischaracterizing poor, simple human beings because they're animals, and they behave that way. This is the problem with our media. They don't have a backbone anymore. I don't know who's paying them, who's pulling their strings, or what's going on behind the scenes, but I'm tired of it. These people need to stand up. There have to be journalists out there that still have integrity enough to put country over everything else. Because what Donald Trump said there is a true statement. These people are animals. They do not deserve to be able to come into the country unchecked. That's why we have borders. That's why we have border controls. That's why we have border security. That's why we shouldn't have open borders. Borders are not just lines drawn on paper. They serve a purpose. They are here to keep us safe. They are here to make sure that we don't have a revisit of history where a foreign invader comes in, just like we did unintentionally with the indigenous people that were here, and suddenly we're now the people that are being shuffled off into, you know, they'll probably put us all in California because everybody knows it's going to fall off into the ocean soon enough. Just ask Al Gore. That's part of the reason why we have these protections in place, is to make sure that we don't have situations like we've already seen happen in our own history. Every other country on the planet is allowed to defend their borders however they see fit, except for us and Israel. Mexico is screaming at us about us wanting to put a border wall on our southern border. They have a border wall on their southern border with guard towers and machine guns. But we can't have a border wall on our southern border because that makes us racist. But you know why we're racist and why we're portrayed as racist? Again, we have the media to blame. Because instead of them pointing out when Vicente Fox is Donald Trump is a blah, 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 blankety, blankety, blank, 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 who doesn't know what he's doing. It's not our fault that America wants to put a wall on their southern border. It's America's fault. So where's the media? Why are they not showing the pictures of Mexico's southern border wall with guard towers and guards and machine guns and barbed wire and all the things that you associate with the Berlin Wall? They have it on the south. They have it on their south border. So why is it suddenly such a bad thing that we want to defend our own borders? And why is our own media throwing us under the bus for wanting to try to make sure that rapists, murderers, and people that have been convicted of crimes in their own damn countries can't come here and inflict their damage upon us? This is part of what I'm talking about. The media is now becoming part of the problem, not part of the solution. They don't tell us the truth anymore. They tell us whatever drives clicks. This is a problem. There is a part of the media that, in my opinion, should not be revenue-driven. And I know that's a terrible thing for a capitalist to say, and somebody's going to try to come yank my capitalist card away. But especially since I am technically a member of the media, and I'm trying to make money. But what I do is different. I take the news that's already here, and I talk to you about it, and I give you my take on it, and hope that you're going to form an opinion of your own based on what I'm telling you. I'm not a reporter. The people that are reporting the story should not be driven by their ratings. They shouldn't be driven by the number of clicks that they get. They should be driven by how good their story is, how factually correct it is. Because that's what news stories used to be. It was about bringing people the truth. There's all this stuff about truth being relative now. And even if you go back and listen to some of my earlier shows when I was on with Dave doing Finding Common Ground, I even caught myself saying that more than once, because from a certain perspective, truth is relative to certain people, because not everybody's truth is the same thing. You know, a Buddhist isn't going to say the truth is the same thing as a Christian. A Christian isn't necessarily going to say that the truth is the same thing as a Muslim. But at the end of the day, there are still actual truths that matter. One of the things that matter or should matter is that a story, when presented, is factually accurate and not driven by the number of clicks that it's going to be able to produce. Do you realize how many stories I've had to go back in and look because their tease is completely different than their headline, which is completely different than the article? Their tease makes it seem completely outlandish. Most people just share that and go, oh my God, have you read this? This is terrible. Look what it says right here. And then you click on the story and the headline is just a little bit more mellow. And then you open up the actual story and you start reading the rest of it. And it's nothing like what it even said in the headline. Because they just want you to click. Because as soon, it doesn't matter whether you read it or not. They get money from you, they get money because you click on it. As soon as you click on it, they make money. It doesn't matter if you read the rest of the story. As long as you've clicked on it and you've shared it, that's all they want. And that's a problem. Because the media doesn't get it right anymore. The media doesn't do anything but try to stir the pot anymore. And as hard as that is for me to say, because again, I was one of the first ones when Donald Trump started talking trash about the media way back in the day, I was the first one that said this is a really, really bad idea. He's talking about limiting the press. I notice he's not really talking about limiting the press anymore, but if anything, he is pointing out the fact that the press has lost its way. I mean, look at how they treat Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Look at how they treat everybody that has anything to do with this administration. They made noise about Barack Obama being the most obstructed president in history. That's not the case. Donald Trump is now officially the most obstructed president in history. What's worse about that is the precedent has been set. So whenever the next president comes in, whether that be a couple of years from now or 6 years from now-ish, then the precedent has already been set. I don't think we will have another administration of civility anywhere in this country until we fundamentally change how we interact with each other. And that's one of the reasons why I've struggled so hard to not just start trading punch for punch. But again, back to talking about Japan, there comes a time when you can't just go, well, if we just show them that we care, they'll stop trying to kill us, or they'll stop saying that we're stupid, or they'll stop attacking us on Twitter. No, because that's how they get noticed. That's how they get attention. So I'm just going to start putting them down. I'm going to verbally punch them in the nose. For those of you not following along on Twitter, I'm actually pretty good at it. Not sure if that should be a good should be considered a good thing or not, but I am pretty proficient at putting people down in a couple of tweets. That being said, we're up against another break. We'll be right back.
You're out here acting so tough, and now I'm calling you bluff. Black hoods and no faces. We'll take it out to the streets. That's where we can.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
All right, folks, welcome back. All right, so we've mainly been talking about the media tonight, but I do have one thing that has actually just come across my desk earlier this evening that actually makes me a little bit concerned. And I know that some of you who know my background are probably going to be surprised by what I'm about to say. I don't know if it will pass completely, but the House today actually passed a bill that basically makes it a federal crime. To assassinate a police officer, which means they can face federal penalties, which can put the death penalty back on the books. Now, some of you may be wondering what I'm about to say, but I have to tell you that this actually concerns me a bit, because the death penalty, first of all, to make this a federal crime, typically right now the only officers that are extended that protection are federal officers. So this bill is going to be doing a couple of different things one way or the other. It's either going to be removing the 10th Amendment as far as states being able to decide whether or not they want to enforce the death penalty, because it's going to make assassinating a police officer a federal crime. The only way that I can think of to logically do that is to federally deputize every police officer. I have a problem with that as well, because that would basically make this a federal police force, not a local and state police force. I can't rationalize how they're going to be able to do it, because you can't make it a federal crime to assassinate a local police officer. At least that doesn't jibe with me. So, and again, my issue is that I understand what they're doing. It's a feel-good moment. It's a knee-jerk reaction moment. But again, at the end of the day, we have to weigh freedom versus security. And I know why they're trying to do what they're trying to do, and I applaud them for attempting to do something to make it for harsher penalties for people that are going out of their way to assassinate police officers. But at the end of the day, we have to ask ourselves, what are we giving up? I mean, personally, I'm probably what a lot of people would consider a dichotomy, because I am very staunchly opposed to abortion, but I am not opposed to the death penalty in a lot of circumstances. Now, I've had a bit of an epiphany when it comes to that, though, because while I say I'm not opposed to the death penalty, I also, through some interviews that I've done in places like CPAC, where I've had some conservative groups that are pro-abolishing the death penalty, and they've sat down and they've talked to me about the numbers of people that have been, you know, that have been put to death and it's later been found out that they were innocent. So that has changed my mind some, but at the end of the day, I still, you know, there comes a time when you have to realize, you know, at some point, you know, is it going to be better to have this person completely gone, or is it going to be better to be spending money to house them for the rest of their lives? And the other reason that it's kind of becoming a thing where, you know, if we're going to start talking about the money, it's almost more expensive anymore to put them to death than it is to house them for the rest of their lives. So if it's a fiscal thing, then I don't know if maybe we need to look at how that's being done. But as you know, an ultimate deterrent thing, I like the fact that the death penalty is on the table in most states. But again, I really don't know how this is going to work. We're either about to backdoor federally deputize all of our police officers, which is probably going to end badly, or we're going to override the 10th Amendment for states that don't want the death penalty. Because for the states that don't want the death penalty, that again means this is going to jump straight to federal court. And again, it's really hard to do that unless you're dealing with a federal agent. So I'm concerned. Legitimately. I mean, again, I understand, you know, it was just National Law Enforcement Day the other day. We were remembering all the people that have been lost. I have a few friends that I've lost on the line of duty, so I took time to remember them too. So, I mean, I understand all of that. But again, we need to take a serious, long, hard look at what it is that they're talking about doing and the unintended consequences of what it is that they may be talking about doing. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. We're almost out of show. We got just about enough time for one more segment. Stay tuned. Now I'm calling your bluff. Black hoods and no faces.
We'll take it out to the streets. My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Alright folks, welcome back. Believe it or not, we are just about out of time. We've got just about enough time for one last topic, and that's going to involve a recent statement made by Giuliani today all over CNN. Apparently, Mueller has come out and said that he has no intention of indicting President Donald Trump. That's good, because you can't. That's part of the problem. There's a reason we have an impeachment process, ladies and gentlemen. A sitting president cannot be impeached. There's actually no legal precedent for it to happen, and that's actually why they started the impeachment. That's why they made the impeachment process. In order for President Trump to be indicted, he would have to first be impeached. Then he would have to be voted on to be removed. Then if they remove him, then as a private citizen, he's eligible to be indicted. But while he's a sitting president, he cannot face indictment. So what Mueller said was factually accurate, if not completely accurate in the way that he stated it, because he said he has no intention of indicting Donald Trump. But the fact of the matter is he can't, at least not yet. Now, a lot of people are touting this as a victory lap and saying this is just more proof that his investigation's done. Look, I don't trust Mueller. I never have. I don't like the concept of a special prosecutor. I didn't like it under Clinton. Because, well, I mean, I was kind of young back then, so I really didn't understand much about it. But now that I've had a chance to go back and look at it, and I've, you know, studied the history of the time, and I've studied all the different things that have gone on, and all of the little nuances as to how they actually got Clinton on what was considered an impeachable offense, it was nothing. It had no basis in what they were originally looking for. So I honestly think the reason that Mueller let it slip today on purpose... I said let it slip because I think he tried to make it sound like it was unintentional, but I think he's trying to get Trump to relax in the hopes that somebody in his camp is going to do something stupid, because now Trump's going to feel like some of the pressure's off of him because, well, as long as I'm president, I can't be indicted, so I don't have anything to worry about. So I can sit back, I can take a nice deep breath, and I can just let the stress melt away because it's not my problem because I can't be indicted. But there's a problem with this. I think the reason that this release was timed the way it was is because we're getting closer and closer to midterm elections. The fact that now the left knows that Trump is, they know he's not going to be indicted. I guarantee you most of the everyday left doesn't have any idea that he actually can't be indicted, but this will probably now serve as a motivation for them to get out the vote, because the only way that Trump is ever going to be able to be brought to justice in their mind now is to have him impeached, and the only way to do that is if they retake the Congress. So remember at the beginning of the show when I talked about a cold civil war? If you're spending any time on social media and you haven't figured that out yet, I'm happy for you, kind of. Because it means that, I mean, don't take this wrong, but it just means that you're not paying attention. We are about to have a vote for our lives. I was not a fan of Trump. But again, in a lot of ways, I think Donald Trump has managed to wake us up to a coup that most of us didn't even realize was happening until it was too late. So we're about to start hitting primary times for a lot of states. Some of them have already started. I do encourage you to... I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not telling you to vote Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, whatever. But I'm telling you to research your candidates. And I'm telling you that at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we hold the majorities. No matter what you think of Donald Trump, he still has the ability to be swayed to make conservative decisions. As long as we maintain majorities. If we lose those majorities, he will likely be impeached. Now, you may say, well, what's the big deal on that, Rick? Because that just means we'll have President Pence. To which I say, hallelujah. But at the same time, it also means that we've lost the majority in the House and the Senate for that to have occurred, which means we lost the battle before it ever started, because we'll be right back to obstructionism again. But that's just as much the Republicans' fault as it is the Democrats, because they have control right now, and they're still allowing the Democrats to obstruct. All right, well, that's going to do it for this particular episode of America Off the Rails, folks. Just remember, at the end of the day, you have to decide what's best for you, your family, and this country. And whether you like Donald Trump or not, at least he's not making things worse. You know, just ask Chuck Schumer, who got ratioed yesterday really, really badly. He put out in a tweet storm, one of his tweets was, "Do you feel like you're better off now than you were when Barack Obama was president?" Dude got ratioed AF. And for those of you who don't know what AF means, can't help you. We'll be back tomorrow night for a double shot, Jen and Rick and America Off the Rails. This is Rick Robinson. We'll see you guys then. Take care. God bless. Tomorrow's Friday Eve, ladies and gentlemen.
It's running deep within the ocean. This ain't religion, it's devotion. 365, every minute, every day. So in the middle of the madness, they can stretch me out like canvas, but I ain't ever gonna fit in their frame.
Don't.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. Later.
Game over, man. Game over.